How to be Amal, trashy.
Who's going to be our first guest?
Who's going to be the dick we suck?
Yeah.
Devendra.
Down.
The eight of... Yeah, we each get four.
Down.
Four Devendras.
Down. How do we make this happen?
I think we need everyone that's listening to email Devendra's team. Or if you know anybody on Devendra's team.
Harass them until they show up at our house.
I mean, or just tell them how amazing we are.
Until they show up at our house.
Yeah.
Like, walk through that door.
With no... Pants like, no on? Knock.
Oh. With no pants on.
Devendra just walked. I like how he looked at the door.
Right?
It was like,
you're gonna walk in right You're just gonna will this to happen.
He's just gonna bust through like the Kool-Aid man.
Yes. Oh no. That's not attractive.
Well, he wouldn't be the Kool-Aid man. He would just like burst in.
I just pictured him coming in with like an oh yeah. Like,
with his dick out.
Oh no. I don't want to. Oh yeah. Ew. Never mind.
In
this,
that voice.
I'm not having this podcast anymore. We're not doing it.
Welcome to the final episode of Valley Trash. It's been a good run. I mean, we didn't even make it a year.
Goodbye.
We've decided that we're going to break up.
Like, as in, just break podcast, up the podcast
no.
or like
we're
you and I?
Just kidding. No, the podcast.
Oh.
No, we're just kidding. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
It's April. I was about to say March. It's April, right?
It is April. Yeah. It's like towards the end of April. It's almost May.
I always forget.
Literally, it's May in like 2 to 3 days. I don't know what fucking day it is.
I also don't know how many days are in April.
30.
How do you know that?
Because that little song in your head.
What little song?
30 days has September, April, June, and November. How the fuck do you not know that? All the rest have 31, except for February, who's missing one or two.
I have never heard that song.
Oh my god, now I'm going to teach it to you. It's not a song as much as a little rhyme.
A little limerick?
You know, just so that you could remember. But I mean, look at the question that you fucking asked. I knew the answer right away.
I mean, the only way I remembered was like...
Nope.
January, February, March.
With your stupid
April.
Knuckle.
Yeah.
People look like idiots doing that.
I mean, I don't do it. That's why I don't know either.
Yeah. Well, in my head, I was like, okay. I could run through the months that have 30 days really quickly. So, anyhow. There you go. You've learned something new about me in the first 2 minutes of our podcast.
That's our episode, guys.
Goodbye. You're welcome.
We've decided to transition into an educational podcast.
Yeah.
Next week, it'll be a how to piss off the cops. I don't know.
We've done that before.
So very much.
So anyway, if it's your first time listening, which we hope it is, you know, we hope. There's new people listening. I'm Dee Dee. And my friend over here sucking down some tea is Mikey. He's too busy sucking down tea.
My name's Mikey, and there's a guy next to me named T.
You're so fucking gross sometimes. You're just like, ew.
Oh, okay.
Hi, in case you didn't get it, he's gay.
Who, T?
Yes.
I hope so.
Only T. You are...
Only T.
T is the only gay one in this made-up duo.
He's gay, T.
Oh my god.
Anyways, welcome. It's Valley Trash, where you spend probably an hour and a half with two best friends talking trash about...
Everything.
Yeah.
Mostly each other, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. It's fine.
Yeah, you just get, you know.
Get in here.
Gotta be a third person in this shit show.
Yeah. Literally.
This could literally just be us hanging out. We just introduced a microphone to the situation.
It's true. And we say our names a lot more than... Can you imagine? Hi, Mikey. I never fucking say that to you. Like, yeah. It feels a little weird to say your name sometimes.
Yeah, I think the only time we say it to each other is maybe to get each other's attention at the store.
Yeah. Mikey.
But then it's usually...
How many bags of chips do you want me to get for you, bitch? One or five?
Teen.
Okay.
But even then, it's yelling friend down the aisle.
Yeah, it's true. Friend. Yeah, it's true. Never mind. I think I call you, like, Mikey when I'm, like, pissed at you. When I'm playing the role of, like, your other mom, you know?
Did that guy say Ray or did he call me gay?
Oh, my God. I don't know, but, like... Were we stoned?
I don't think so. I think that was just us getting snacks.
No, I can't imagine that moment happened to us sober.
I think it did.
It was too much.
Everything was too much.
Like the guy that was getting it in?
Where?
At the Ralphs.
Who was getting it in at the Ralphs? What?
So the term, like the first time I heard the term, getting it in, there was literally, I was at the Ralphs buying some groceries, I'm sure.
Were you there?
I don't know, maybe just beer.
Dudes.
No.
Maybe over the cucumber.
Right? No. So there was a guy in front of me and he was No, I lied. He was behind me. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. It makes a difference.
I mean, I know it makes a difference. It's just those are vastly different places.
Yeah. Well, he was next to me, but he was behind me in line and I was already paying and like I looked behind me and like this guy has like 2 like gallons of milk and he's doing like weights, like he's lifting, like, you know, like curling fucking gallons of milk. And then he turns to like the dude that's in the next aisle who's like clearly fucking watching him because he's making a spectacle of himself, and he's like, "You gotta get it in, bro. Get it in while you can, bro." Like, I was like, what the fuck? And I'm dying. At this point, I'm just, like, laughing out loud. Like, give no shits. Like, what the fuck? Like, I felt like I was, like, on some hidden camera show. He had, like, a full-on tracksuit. He did.
It was Johnny Knoxville.
And that was the first time I heard, like, get it in a non, like, sexual fucking way.
Yeah.
So, he had to get it in, bro. Get it in while you can. Yeah, like... So, yeah, that was one of my interactions at the local Ralphs, you guys.
Guys, you guys should go to Ralphs more often.
Dude, I have so many adventures every time I go. And I don't go, like, often. I go to Ralphs, like, once every fucking 3 weeks. So, yeah, it's always pretty entertaining.
And if Ralph's not entertaining you, you know, there's always the shit around going on.
I thought you were going to say there's always Vallarta.
Oh,
that shit is fucking entertaining all day long.
Like, I really love to show up at Vallarta, not on purpose when the bolillos are just coming out of the oven, but like that, like, mad dash of people for the
really, I've never done this.
Steaming hot, like, bolillos.
I've been
like, there's a line.
I've been to Vallarta, like,
if it's close to Thanksgiving,
yeah, I was gonna say for Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving and then Thanksgivings. Oh, that's another story that happened at the Ralphs. The pedacito de Thanksgiving.
Pedacito.
I swear to God, that's another Ralph story.
Was it the "I'm just trying to live, ma'am"? Was also.
I'm telling you, Ralph's is a fucking adventure for me. But no, like, I've been to Vallarta, like, on Thanksgiving Day. You know how they close, like, at fucking, like, 1 or some shit?
Sure.
And somebody, like, I don't know, some other family member told me to, like, go to Vallarta, get the bolillos. Bitch, I have never seen this many people going nuts over fucking bolillos. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry, panes con pavo aren't a thing. We're Mexican. You know, like, I never knew this was, like, a thing that people... And then, like, the first time I had to do it, I was like, what the fuck is happening? I don't understand. Why do you guys want so many tortas?
You know? But, I mean, I want 10 of them always.
Yeah, but I'm all like, why don't you guys call them tortas? I don't. But yeah, I have learned
to accept.
To accept panes con pavo. Instead of a torta.
Con un pedacito de Thanksgiving.
No. Dude. Okay. Another Ralph story real quick, guys. So one time during Thanksgiving, I was at Ralph's. Again, like, I had to go buy something last minute because I was cooking. I was going to make Thanksgiving dinner and I forgot something. So I went to Ralph's. And there was, like, these two señoras, right?
As they're usually.
Yeah, yeah. These two señoras, like, fucking chismeando, talking it up and blah, 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 blah. And, like, one of them kind of invited the other one to the to her house, you know, like, oh, well, we're going to be here, blah, blah, right? Like, yeah, like, stop by, you know? And I'm like, it's fucking Thanksgiving Day, bitch. Like, people have plans. You don't invite people the day of unless they tell you they have no plans. But anyhow, so she invites the señora, like, oh, you know, come by later. And she's like, she, and I feel like I have to do it in Spanish because it makes no sense in English. But, like, she's like, oh, a ver si llego. Y si no, ahí me guardas un pedacito de, de Thanksgiving. I was like, the fuck?
What? You're gonna save you a piece of the whole holiday.
Yeah, like, y si no, ahí me guardas un pedacito de Thanksgiving. I was like, what is it? Like, what does that bitch want? Like,
she wants a piece of everything.
Like that bitch wanted a plato. I don't know. Like,
that bitch wanted a whole ass plato.
Yeah, but I died.
Wrapped.
And you know, like me, like whenever I find something funny, you know, I have like no, like there's no stopping me from laughing. Like at all. So I'm just, I just laughed. I was like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. And of course I came straight home to like tell my mom the story.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And she's still to this day, like to this day.
To this day.
To this day, she still tells me that like every fucking Thanksgiving holiday.
Un pedacito.
Bitch wanted just a little piece.
Because she was on a diet.
She wanted a little piece of everything.
Yeah.
So that's anyway, that's enough. Piece. We can continue. Ralph's story should be its own segment on our on our podcast.
No, you know what I've recently realized about Ralph's?
Is like, welcome I to Ralph's the... stories. Dee Dee's stories at Ralph's. Not a guy named Ralph.
Every time I go to Ralph's, it's always so funny. Like, just you can like pinpoint where people are in their lives at Ralph's. Like, you have like that single guy who just like moseys slowly through everything.
Who like doesn't know what he's getting.
And he always ends up with like pre-cut fruit, some hot dogs, some bacon, and like
and eggs. Like microwavable meals. Yeah.
And then you have like the señoras that are like in and out. Like, they're like, this is an Olympic sport. We have to be out in 60 seconds.
Yeah, because they have, like, 3 children to pick up from different schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have my ass that could just live in the chip aisle.
Yeah. The health nuts who have to, like, you're holding up the fucking aisle because you're reading too much. Just.
Yeah.
Fucking don't get the goddamn pasta sauce. Just move it along.
And then there's the people in, like, business casual attire that are at the deli getting their lunch.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
All times of the day. It could be 7 o'clock in the morning. There's someone getting like turkey dinner. I'm just like, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. And a side of like the potato salad.
The salad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. But that's always like.
Wait, who am I at the? Apparently, I'm just the bitch there to like be entertained.
You're the bitch there to for alcohol.
Yeah.
You like, even when you don't need to go get alcohol, that's, your first aisle. Oh
my
god.
Yeah, my
alcohol.
First aisle is always the beer aisle.
You're like, oh, I don't need anything here. But like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Let me get this.
Like, it's always like, at least like our local Ralph's, it's literally, if you walk in.
No, it is not.
If you, hold on, if you walk in, it's the third aisle to the left. Bitch, you didn't let me finish. When you walk in on the left hand side of the Ralph's, it's the third aisle to the left. Don't, I can fucking get there blindfolded, bitch. So don't come at
me.
Oh
my god. When you walk in, it's the water aisle. Then next to that is the refrigerated aisle, the frozen.
And behind that is the fucking.
No, because there's 2 frozen aisles.
Mm-mm.
Yes, there are.
The water aisle is kind of slightly to the right.
Girl, it's the water aisle, the frozen where the ice creams and stuff are at, and then on the other side of that.
No.
Oh my god. We're not having this. We're stopping this. We're gonna go to Ralph's right now, and we're gonna have a moment.
We'll
post it on Instagram.
I was like, we're not. We're not going to Ralph's because then Mikey's gonna need 17 bags of chips
or candy.
Oh, you do have a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're done with Ralph's.
Okay.
For right now.
New segment, Ralph stories. Got it. Write that shit down, bitch. I could also have like a segment on like work bathroom stories, but we'll leave that for another day.
I don't have those.
Oh, I do. But you only have like a single person bathroom at your job, right?
Well, there's like individual bathroom and then there's like stall bathrooms.
Mm.
I never go to the stall bathrooms because I don't want to hear anybody else shit. Like,
it's pretty interesting to like.
Blue, 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 blue.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, that was not what we were going to talk about for too long. We actually had a
top. What is in your mouth? You keep doing this. Go like that. I don't.
How?
You keep digging in there.
No, I think it's my mustache. It's just like the hair is too long.
Like, what is happening, bitch? Spit that shit out right now. There you go. Did you get it?
No.
Oh, it's fuck.
My mustache hair.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I don't have that problem.
You don't have that problem.
No. My mustache hair. I don't have mustache hair.
Do you have mustache hair?
No.
Women have them.
I know. Oh, have you seen like women's that have like
women's?
I was gonna power through. Nope. Fuck, bitch. This bitch would not let me get away with it.
You were trying to do women's a crisp 90 miles per hour through that, and I was like, oh no, we gotta reverse.
No, bitch, this is residential.
Need to slow down, ho. Women's.
So women's that have beards.
So many.
I know. But yeah, I trip out on that. Like, just like how it's such a, I don't know, facial hair is so strange to me. And like, there's guys that can't grow like a fucking mustache to save their life. Yeah. And yeah. But anyway.
They also have the like the patches.
The what?
Patches.
Oh, like patchy beards and stuff? Yeah.
When you think of a plurality
that could only,
of
like,
women.
Or guys that could only grow a beard, but like in their neck.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Like their neck hair.
I can only grow this. I can only grow underneath.
Like your goatee type deal?
No, it doesn't connect.
Oh.
It doesn't connect. It doesn't grow here. There's like a little soul patch.
Ew.
And then there's no connection.
Do you remember when the soul patch was a thing and guys thought it was like fucking hot? Where it was like.
Too young for that.
Okay, you've seen pictures, right, bitch? Where there's like these eras
of
like. You've
seen pictures of the 1920s,
of,
right,
of,
bitch?
Like,
do you remember it?
Of like plenty of dudes that you think are hot probably rock.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, Shane West had. Shane West.
Don't
fully
fucking
had.
Know who the fuck that is.
He was in A Walk to Remember with Mandy Moore. It was late in September.
Like, I know. The movie you're talking about, never seen it.
I only know the first lyric of that song.
And I only know Mandy Moore from Saved.
I mean, that's fair.
Was he in that?
Yeah.
My logic.
He was the one in the wheelchair.
No.
Then why do you ask? You know who was in that movie.
I don't know all of the guys.
How many guys are there?
The guy in the wheelchair.
What's his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
And, what's his name?
That was my question to you.
The boyfriend. The wannabe boyfriend.
Oh, Patrick Fugit's character.
There you go. Patrick.
That's the actor's name.
Yeah, I know. He's, hello, from what Almost Famous.
Oh, he is.
Why wouldn't I know that? I don't know his character's name.
I don't know anybody's name. I don't even... What is Mandy Moore's character's name?
Oh my god.
Wait.
I feel like we should know this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna space out and I'm gonna hate it.
I feel it's like something really... Marianne? No.
No. Anyhow. I'm not
Anne-Marie.
Oh no.
No.
But anyhow.
That was also not one of our topics of conversation. So... Since the last time that we spoke, I thought we would be a little lighter this week. And we just talk about, like...
Yes, we are lighter. And we've been working out.
Sure. But we're darker.
We are. We've been tanning.
Yeah.
So exciting.
We're now the same shade.
What? Who?
You and I.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
Okay.
They can't even fucking see us. Look, I'm even darker than you. Oh, my art.
You have never so bold-faced lied to my face from your mouth hole.
Whatever.
I'm darker than you. Like, I can't see.
Blind ass bitch over here.
Anyways.
Okay, Let's move on.
What?
No, go ahead.
Were you going to bring up Game of Thrones?
No, ew.
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to do.
No. So we're moving on. I was going to go back to like one of the topics that we had discussed last podcast, which was Coachella. It was coming up. And now it's already happened.
Yeah. Both weekends.
We should. Yes, we should talk about Coachella. But
did you watch any of Weekend 2? Because I don't think
Weekend 2 was...
Yeah, it was...
Oh, really?
Streaming this year.
Oh, then no, I did not. Because I didn't know that it was streaming. I mean, I don't know. I didn't watch a lot of the Weekend 1 streaming.
I didn't watch Weekend 2. I watched Weekend 1.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Weekend 2 doesn't stream. We both watched
Ariana together.
We did watch Ariana together. Because we couldn't figure out if her fucking outfit was black or not.
It might be black, it might be purple.
It might be blue. We couldn't tell. This fucking red light was doing her no fucking favors at all. Like, I was like, bitch, fire your lighting guy, because this is a mess. Your skin looks terrible. You look red as fuck, and I can't tell what color your outfit is.
She liked the way her skin looked, because she looked dark.
Same.
Get a red light, bitch.
I will. my entire house is going to be red light.
I'm going to come back from work tomorrow and it's just going to be red in here.
Right. And I'm going to be like, how good does my tan look right now?
You're definitely going to have to figure out a way to just carry your red light with you at all times. Well, oh my God, at the club.
Yeah, like, you know, like, just hire someone. Like on a selfie stick too, you know, like.
I think that would just be blackface.
Fuck, how intense are these red lights? What do they...
No, but like, you know, you're mischaracterizing yourself.
Oh, calm down.
I'm just...
Anyhow, moving on. Why must you, like, ruin my dreams? I hate you.
This is what Ariana's next song is going to be called. So...
Oh my God, are we going to talk about really the lemon? Are we talking about the lemon next?
No, you brought up, talk about, oh, you brought up I mean, Ariana. I was, but I was going to talk about, we could talk about the lemon, go ahead.
So, you guys, one of the biggest stories after Coachella.
I hate you.
One of the biggest stories.
Of the past year.
Yeah, of the past April. That we're still in. Is the fact that Ariana was performing, and this was Weekend 2, right?
Yeah.
Weekend 2. Or Weekend,
I don't, yeah.
I think it's Weekend 2. She was performing, and somebody threw a lemon at her. Like, somebody hit her with a lemon. The video is pretty, like, first, when I first read this, I was like, oh my God, they must have, like, they gave this bitch a black eye. But then I saw the video and I was like, y'all are making like a huge fucking deal out of this lemon.
Yeah.
That like grazed her like maybe shoulder. Maybe.
I mean.
But it was like, who threw the lemon? A Beyonce fan threw the lemon.
I was just like, yes. One, I like saw the video and I was like, oh, okay. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No.
Like, I didn't, like, it's I also, mean, yes, it is a big deal because you're throwing fuck. Someone. Yeah. To, yeah. Like, you're assaulting someone. Yes, that is a big deal.
But it's also like, it's rude as fuck. Like, just to like go to an artist and throw anything. I mean, I've been to shows where like people throw like beer up, like a beer cup, like a full beer. The one, stop wasting your fucking beer. Give it to me. Mm-hmm. To like, what's the point? Like, are you trying to get their attention or are you trying to like get them wet? Do they look hot to you? But also like, I'm like, wait. Especially when it says like small shows, I'm like, we all paid to be here. I'm pretty sure you did too. Like, do you hate them? Like, did you pay just so you can throw the beer at them? I don't know.
I don't know. But like the lemon, I mean, I'm sure they.
Who has a whole lemon? Is what I just want to know who threw it. It's like, what, where, how?
Someone who didn't want to carry deodorant.
Why? A vegan.
Possibly.
Ah, you guys.
A vegan. I'm like, you guys. Beyonce.
You guys. So because you wear a Coachella. Is that why I didn't see you?
You're so stupid. No, I was not at Coachella. That was not me.
A vegan who loves Beyonce. I was like, oh my god, is this you trying to tell me?
This is your friend telling me that he was one.
Fucking bitch.
No, I did not throw a lemon. I also wouldn't throw a lemon at Ariana Grande. I mean, I had this whole conversation with someone about how they found it like the funniest thing in the entire world. I was like, I mean, I don't find it funny. I mean, it's rude as shit. Like, I get it. You don't like her. Why are you going to her set to throw something at her?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you're wasting your time because...
I mean, it is pretty fun. Like the blow up about this is pretty fucking hilarious. Yeah. But, I mean, artists get shit thrown at them a lot, all the time. Yeah. And, I don't know. It doesn't become like a big news story. I feel like it's just part of the show, I guess. Oh, so like back when No Doubt was like not a big deal, I went to go see them and she was opening up for Bush. And the crowd made them get off stage like by throwing like beer bottles and things like at the stage, like at them. And that's when she met Gavin and then they got married.
You made her get married to Gavin.
I didn't throw anything.
No, but you didn't stop them. And so
it was
Gavin,
like a bitch. I was like
Gavin
this little girl.
Felt bad for her.
No. I was like this little girl who could not afford like anything in the front back in the day. Like this was like, I used to save my like allowance money to try and buy myself a concert ticket.
And a steel reserve.
Yeah. I mean, to have somebody else buy it for me. I was a baby. And it wasn't still reserves. They were Mickey's. Calm the fuck down.
I don't know who you are trying to make feel like.
Oh. Gross.
How dare you.
Right?
You think so little of me.
So little.
But speaking of Coachella and people that played at Coachella, churches.
Churches! Before, I like them.
Yeah.
I mean,
was just
we like their first album.
But... we like their the first two.
Yeah, the first two, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Gayle time.
Yeah, I'm not here for this.
I don't even know that I've heard it.
I don't know what it's called. I think
slow.
It's called God is Real. I don't think that's
the
what it's called.
Fuck, bitch?
What is it called?
Wants
love
to
is real.
On
love
Sunday.
Is God. God is love.
Oh, God.
What is it called?
I don't fucking know. I would have fucking told you by now. Jesus, sometimes you ask a question like 17 times, like asking it once more is gonna fucking make a difference. Like if you ask me again, I'm gonna know the answer. I don't fucking know.
Because you don't do that.
I ask you 17 times because you don't fucking pay attention. What? Slam your cup harder, bitch.
No, that
shit. Shit.
Love is dead. That's what it's called.
Oh.
That was close.
With God is real? God is real, love is dead. Same, same.
Whatever, okay, guys? I don't... There were three words.
Oh. Fuck.
I could have said, I am free, and I still would have...
Oh, I thought you were going to go with, I am Sam. I was like, why? Why? Why do you go there?
I didn't. You did.
I had already made you guilty.
I know.
Anyhow, churches.
Yes.
Maybe that's why you thought God is real, because churches.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm all still stupid as
fuck. Fuck you. God is real is closed.
Shut up and move on.
No, now I feel like God is... There's a cross on the cover.
Oh, I wouldn't... I've never even seen this cover.
There's a cross on the cover. I was close. Anyways.
And did a cross or an X? Because they had X's all on their stage.
Yeah, but if you like... They lean didn't look down, like crosses. No, because it's like a long portion. It's like a slanted cross. Mm.
Okay, anyhow. Churches.
Yes. During the first weekend, they brought out Marshmallow.
Yes. We watched this. It was good. Yes. She was wearing the white dress, the white feathery thing. It was cute.
Was it feathers?
It was like feathery. Like,
I don't remember. Like, I remember it being white. I just don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was like white and like, I don't know that it was feathers or like just like cutouts, like light layers, but it looked feathery.
Oh, I was going to say fluffy.
That's Mikey's chips.
Not eating chips. You would hear me eating. No, so if they brought up Marshmallow, and every time I say his name, I want to say Marshmallow. I don't know why. But then, I guess, in between weekend one and two, Marshmallow released a song with Tyga and Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then churches found out about this and reacted how you should react when someone close to you aligns themselves with either a predator, an abuser, or both. This is what you should do. You call the action out.
Yes.
Obviously, if you're not on like the public radar, you don't have to do it so publicly, but I think with Lauren from churches being adamant and
a female who cares,
well, just being such an adamant like person to label themselves a feminist and to like act like fight for and read into it,
yeah,
I think it was important for her to do it. Because I feel like if she didn't, she would kind of be failing that moniker. Or that term. You know what I mean? For her.
Yeah. But I don't think that's why it was done. I don't think it's because, oh, I'm failing this term. I think it's just failing herself as a person. Like, as who she is. You know, yeah. her own beliefs, her own ethics. But yeah,
he decided to release a song with not one trash person, but two trash people.
And then, well, where it gets like shit is like, so she, what, could you pull up what she said exactly?
Yeah.
And then Chris Brown's
response. I have
both.
Oh
my God. Okay.
So, they were churches on their Instagram posted, "We are really upset, confused, and disappointed by Marshmello's choice to work with Tyga and Chris Brown. We like and respect Mello as a person, but working with people who are predators and abusers enables, excuses, and ultimately tacitly endorses that behavior. That is not something we can or will stand behind."
Okay, now,
which is...
Agreed.
Very easy. Like, it's not even, like, aggressive. Like, there's really... It's just, like, these are facts, people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, here you are. Chris Brown responded with writing, "What a bunch of losers. These are the type of people I wish walked in front of a speeding bus full of mental patience." As in, I have very little patience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep groveling over your own insecurities and hatred.
Wait, is that what he replied?
That was on his Instagram.
Oh.
And then other men on the internet started sending her DMs, or like creeped in her DMs, calling her a bitch, that she's lying, and that like they're nobodies and they're just using this for the fame and blah 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 blah. Because they're still like Chris Brown defenders, which shocks me to this day.
Yeah. I just also appreciate Tyga chiming in with his comment saying, "Where all God's children?" Where? All God's children. Everyone makes mistakes. No one's perfect. There's so many lack of grammar. Let's keep the energy positive. I just wish he wouldn't have misspelled weird. And there's so many apostrophes missing throughout this whole thing. But anyhow, I just really hate that people are like, "Who the fuck is this churches? Blah 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 blah. Chris Brown this. He served time. He's done his time. He's, you know." I was like, "Oh yes, he is the epitome of redemption. Calm the fuck down." Everybody, chill the fuck out. It's okay. Like it's okay to fucking call a person by what they are.
Yeah.
It's fucking fine.
Racist, abuser, predator. It's fine.
It's what you are. Oh, okay. So you served some time. You got caught. You were let go. You were fined. You continue to fucking do it. Yes, you've served some time finally for having done it. But that doesn't mean you're a changed fucking person. It does not mean that you get redemption just because it's like, "Oh, you paid some money. You went to jail for a tiny bit." Fuck you.
Chris Brown.
Fuck you.
Has literally not. After abusing Rihanna and it being on the world's timeline to see, he went from that relationship to dating Karrueche Tran, which was also in the public eye, and he was trash with that. Like, her trying to leave him and then him not even taking her no for the answer that it was, and just kept berating her and harassing her. Like, he continued to do that. You have Tyga, who was 25 when he was dating 17-year-old Kylie. I almost called her Kyrie. That's Kyrie Irving. That's someone else, totally. Kylie, 17 years old. When she turned 18, he released a song called "Stimulated," if I'm not mistaken, and it's something like along the lines of, "They say she's too young, but she's old enough when she's stimulated," or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, like gross. But it's fine, apparently. You had Kanye coming out and being like, "He was smart. He got her young." You have her sister coming out and being like, "You know, when I was her age, I was dating 20-something-year-olds. So that means it's fine."
Right.
So it's completely and utterly okay for you to call people what they are to their face, out in the world, tell people, because that's what they are.
Yeah. It's fine. And people need to stop being so fucking aggressively angry about it. Just People attacking other people in defense of, like, Chris Brown. I'm so fucking over it.
What do you mean?
Like, and anybody that, like, comments online, like, on Twitter, on Instagram, you know, like, other people come to, like, well, you're a fucking bitch, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, calm the fuck down and look at who this person is. And it's like, oh, and then other people are just like, oh, calm down. It's just, like, a fucking track. It's just about a song. Like, nobody really cares about. Like, that's the fucking problem, that nobody fucking cares how disgusting these fucking people are because they're so rich and famous, because they're making good music, because whatever the fuck excuse you want to give them to get away with being the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
So, stop it.
Also, when was the last time Chris Brown did a song that didn't sound like every other Chris Brown song? They all literally
sound the same. I cannot name you a Chris Brown song.
I only know one from when he was like 16 when I was in high school. He released a song called Run It. Don't even really know how it goes, but I know he goes something like, I can run it, run it.
Bitch, I don't know. Anyhow.
That was the extent of my... Yeah. So that's what they did in between weekend one, where they had Marshmello out, and then on, and then weekend two. It's just like, oh, you're going to do this bullshit in between two weekends? It's okay. We had you on stage. That's fine.
But also, speaking of what happened in between two weekends, I'm going to let Mikey talk about homecoming for a little bit.
Oh my God. Okay. So
I was going to bring, I was like, I'm going to shut up for the next like 2 minutes. Go, bitch, go.
Okay. So, really quickly, Beyonce gave us a sneak peek, a well-curated sneak peek into her life getting ready for
Coachella last year.
Beychella, yes. And it was everything. I cried several times. My heart was lifted and renewed when she pointed out Miss... I might be saying her name wrong, Shaylee. A black trans woman who was wearing her weekend one outfit in the middle of Sorry. That just like made me happy. I cried and was ecstatic at the same time when there's a scene when she's talking about sacrifice and talking about rehearsals, whatever. And she's coming out and she sees someone, they're bringing the twins to her, and like the joy in her face and like the joy in her voice. Like, she's obviously like dead tired, but she sees her baby. She's like, it's my babies. And then she like goes up and holds them both.
Yeah.
And she's just like, it doesn't make me want to be Beyonce. It makes me want to be a better me. That's what that did for me. So, yeah.
But also, besides that, I do appreciate the fact that this came out literally on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of both weekends of Coachella. Like, hey, yo, I'm just going to remind you that I did this shit last year, and I did it better than all the shit that's happening this year.
Yeah.
Like, that bitch was like, oh, y'all want to forget that I was at Coachella? Watch this. Like,
Beyonce made Coachella about herself 3 years in a row.
Yeah, yeah. The first year she was, and then she canceled because she was pregnant. The next year she was finally there, and this Coachella, she's like, "All right, bitches, let's watch that again." Like, that's exactly what happened. Like, legit, I watched fucking Beyonce's performance more than I watched any other fucking streaming that happened about Coachella or of Coachella. Like, what the fuck?
I know, and it's funny because all these Beyonce fans, like myself included, were just acted like we didn't have like some downloaded version of it on their computer, and we haven't watched it once at least once every week since then. Like, I was watching it like, oh my God, this part happened. Like, she really gave me what I needed. And then the live album that was released from it, I've listened to every single day, like every single day since it was released last week. Was it last week?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's only been a week. I feel like it's just an entirely different lifetime. I was a different person before. So moving forward, you'll only know me as Michael pre-homecoming and Michael post homecoming.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck is this Michael?
What? I don't know him at all.
Goodness.
You start becoming this Hispanic mom that, like, right? Whose daughter brought home a guy she doesn't know.
¿Quién es el Michael?
¿Quién es?
But anyhow. Let's see. What else did I want to... so much has happened in the entertainment world. Oh, my God. Adele. Oh, yeah, Adele got a divorce. No, yeah. She already got it. So, apparently, she got this divorce, like... And see, this bitch does everything in fucking Secret Island. So she got a divorce, and she's already divorced. She just loves, like,
Beyonce. That's why she's doing everything in secret.
She just, like, let the people know, like, oh, hey, by the way, like, I'm, like, we're done. We're already divorced. Like, our marriage has been shit for years. Apparently, they had been, like, living their own lives, like, for a while. And they finally got a divorce. So... Which I find kind of like, I was like, really? I mean, one, I never understood it. Like, I was like, she just always so classy, so, you know, well put together.
With that Cockney accent?
No, I'm saying like, just, you know, well dressed, well this, yeah. Whatever, makeup on point.
Go.
And what?
I just said go. Like, so lovely. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, anyhow, her makeup, you know, always on point. And he's always look kind of like, nah. Like, and just kind of blahish, slobbish. Not really. I never understood it. Like, but I was like, okay, well, makes her happy. Like, this is whatever. You know, they have a child together. But yeah, the fact that, like, she just straight up, like, is like, oh, by the way, we're already divorced. We is done.
And I was like, get invested.
But also, bitch...
Don't say.
I need an album.
Don't say.
I do. Like, I've been, I mean.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
You're like, oh, she's going through heartache. Oh, right. My God. This album.
Right. That's what we do, though. Like, that's what we do. You're going through some fucking heartache, right? You write your best shit. You know, I feel like that's just kind of what my life is. This is why I write. I can't wait to publish. I will never do it. But anyhow. Yeah. Like, I feel like if she did write another album, it's going to, like, tear me up. Like,
I feel, I would be so utterly fascinated if she just decided, like, nah, that's what you're expecting. And then she just puts out, like, children's lullabies.
Or, like, just like a fuss. Pop album. Just like a, oh my right? God.
She teams up with Taylor Swift, who, by the way, has a new song called Me.
Ah, you're so into her right now. This is like the third time you've told me about this. Point.
Yes. Because
Mikey loves Taylor Swift. Okay, no. Very openly loves Taylor Swift.
No.
BFF.
I feel like you have to know what you're up against.
I mean, I'm
so
fine.
So you can be, for me, yeah. I like to know what I'm up against and what is out there so I know what I like and what I do not like. And that's why I will listen to certain things that I do not like to figure out if I like them or not.
This doesn't make sense to me.
That's fine. But that's how I go about things. That's how I know that I don't
okay,
like
so
Beach
you,
House.
Okay, so you're going to go listen to things you don't like to figure out if you like them or
no.
Not. Well, okay, you already fucking decided you don't like them before you even fucking listen to them. So why the fuck are you wasting your time?
Because sometimes I can be pleasantly surprised.
All right.
Case in point. Kate Nash. First album, don't like. Never liked it. So much so that I didn't want to even give her a chance. Then she dropped her second album, My Best Friend Is You. Fucking fantastic. Love it. And I've loved her since. Still gone back to listen to her first album. Still don't like it. Still not what I am about. But I thought I didn't like her, gave her a chance, and now I'm a better person for it.
Okay.
That's my thought process.
All right.
But she didn't change my mind.
So anyhow.
That was it. That was it with her.
But can we talk about, like, good music for 1 second? Guys, I got to see Bikini Kill.
Oh. I was wondering where you were going.
Live in my face. Oh my God. Kathleen Hanna in my, like, literally, you guys, we tend to pregame pretty hard. Oh my God, you weren't there, but okay. Mm-hmm. So let me tell you about this pregaming that happens. That happened. We took an Uber and like we met up with some of my friends. They had some bitch with them who I didn't know. I thought it was one of their friends, but apparently they had just met her at the park like 30 minutes ago, and she had full on bottles of liquor and beer in her. Like, this bitch just kept like pulling out alcohol from her fucking bag, and like she wouldn't take no for an answer. Like, no, you're going to try this. You know, it's like, all right, fuck it. We're already here. It's, you know, it's Bikini Kill. We're in that mindset. We're back to the 90s of like being careless and free. But I realized like the next day, and I was like, oh my God, we literally like stood there drinking like bottles of liquor and beers and, you know, chain smoking like it was the end of the world.
Would you chain smoke?
Literally, probably. I'd be nervous. But
I don't know why in my head you'd be.
But wait,
about
we
your
literally
health.
Were doing all this right outside of the entrance, like
at the gate area.
Yeah.
Like, once you, like, walk in, like, and then the doors are right there. It's, like, that little,
yeah,
like,
it's
empty
literally,
little area.
No, there was no empty area.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, there's, like, the... So, there's, like, the gates, and then, like, right... They start, like, checking you.
Yeah.
And there's, like, the tiniest little spot of, like, not... You don't need a ticket to be in that area.
No. It was just, like, literally, like, right at the gate.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was like, what are we, like, and, like, cops kept passing. I was like, we had, like, not one fucking moment where it's like, hey, we may not want to have this fucking giant bottle of alcohol just passing it around. But, like, But anyhow, so we did that for, like, a while. We initially thought we were going to go in and see the opening band. We did not. We get there and we're like, okay, let's go buy more alcohol and then get our asses upstairs to have a cigarette. And, you know, we still have time. And so as we're out having a smoke, we hear Bikini Kill come on. And of course...
The show was at 8?
Well, the show started at 8, but like there was an opening band at 8. So anyhow, so we hear Bikini Kill come on. And of course, like, me and one of my friends, like, we like rush down the stairs and we just... Holy fuck. It's like a wall of like people. It's a sea. It's an ocean of a sold out show at the Palladium.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, I don't even know how. Like, I was just like, excuse me, pardon me, move. You know, I ended up like front row center at the fucking Palladium, like on the fucking railing to watch this show. Like, by song like number 3, I was like, boom, in the front. My friend, who's a dude, kind of lost him. The girls were like, you know, front and center, and they were like, yeah, now we got you, bitch. Like, you want to get in here, we'll let you in, you know. Yeah. But it was a really great show. Like, it was fucking 1997 again, like, just with a bunch of super fans singing along to every fucking word, like, at the top of their lungs. Oh, and one of the cool things, all the security for the show was all women.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I've never seen, like, you know, in the front where everybody, like, the security guards kind of stand kind of facing the crowd in case anybody gets rowdy. It was all chicks. Which I was like, oh, I've never seen anybody do that, you know? So, yeah, it was very girls to the front.
Literally.
Yeah. So, yay! You know, sometimes... The gods allow bands to reunite and they give you just a wonderful handful of shows. And I was lucky to be there.
The same night that they were playing the National played Canal.
Yep.
And they debuted a new song.
Yep.
With Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah.
I actually heard it and I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing by the National, like, there's nothing the National will ever do that I'm like, I do not like it. Like, fuck no.
No, I was just yeah, bringing that up because that also happened.
I know. I actually tried to get tickets to the National. Or, like, I was gonna get tickets to the National, and I was, like, I remembered, like, 15 minutes too late, and it was, like, sold out. But I had forgotten that I already had tickets to Bikini Kill, so...
It worked out.
It did.
Because
having to choose between those two bands...
Having to sell one for you would just...
Yeah. I've already sold a ticket of the National once. And...
At the Greek last year, I can know.
Yeah. Yeah. That was hard. But I still have to really... At the bowl. A really nice...
Oh, yeah.
A really nice girl. Like, we're still friends on Instagram. Her and I. And we've seen each other at, like, other shows after that. Which is... Yeah.
Oh, she was the one that bought the tickets.
Yeah, she bought my tickets. And, like, we added each other on Instagram. And we're typically at, like, the same shows. Like, we'll see each other's Instagrams. It's like, oh, fuck, you're going too? Or, yeah. So, we could be best friends. But anyhow, yay.
But yeah, like that.
Bikini Kill reunites to give us one sick-ass week. Because they have two more shows left.
Do you think they're going to do anything beyond this or just this?
They're playing London shows, too. No, but I mean, like... And they're reissuing their records on vinyl.
But you think that's it?
Like, I mean...
new? Would you want something new from them?
I don't think I would. I mean... I'm yes and no. I think right now is a good time to do it, if they're going to do it. But honestly, like, everything that was played and everything that was done and all the actions that happened on stage and, you know, even, like, the slight conversations that Kathleen was having with the crowd, like, they're still so relevant. There isn't a need to push something new when it's still the same fucking fight. Huh. You know, it was extremely relevant. It was just, like... And it was nice to see a crowd full of, like, there was a lot of people that we've been fans forever since, you know, since the 90s. And then just a bunch of, like, young girls, young, you know, guys that, I mean, so, yeah. And I think it's because they're so relevant right now, you know, so, but yeah. That was my good day for the last 2 weeks. Watching Bikini Kill.
It sounded fun.
Yeah, I mean, I really may try to do it again.
Oh, like for the
yeah, like next week. Yeah.
I may. You try should.
I really should. That deserves a do-over.
But that drunk though?
I wasn't drunk enough to, like, not remember the show. I remember everything. I mean, I do have a friend that was like, dude, I was like blackout mode. I was like, that sucks.
That sucks. Yeah. Like what I would like, that would work, like, because I know, yeah, I've been there.
No, I was drunk enough to, like, remember the show, to, like, sing, to, like, I had fun. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I lost my entire crowd. Like, there was, like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about, like, 7 or 8 friends, like, all together. And, like, I was like, nope. I was the only one that ended up in the front, like, by myself. Yeah. I mean, with a bunch of, like, cool people. But none were my friends.
Yeah, without...
Which I didn't mind. And you know that. Like, me, yeah. I tend to... You've been to plenty of shows with me where I'm like... You want to be in the back or you want to be here. Yeah. I want to be over here. Whether it's in the front, whether it's at the bar, whether it's...
There are differences, yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I don't want people to be different... in the crowd right now. I want to be by the bar and just enjoy this. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's certain bands and I'm just like... Like, for the National, for example, like, I don't really want to be in the crowded. Like, I just want to sit back and enjoy and, like, cry by myself.
Yeah.
But yeah. So speaking of bands, whomst
are no longer amongst the living. The bands, the people are, just like the bands as a as a unit is no longer around. We thought that would be because of Bikini Kill.
Yeah, because
Ariana with her full ass chest came out to Coachella and said she brought out NSYNC and then didn't have Justin.
Bitch, the bitch swear she was filling Justin's spot. Because excuse you, but you know, Ariana. She was living her dream. Is it really an NSYNC dream if Justin is not there? What kind of dream is that? Ain't nobody dream of fucking NSYNC without Justin Timberlake. Nobody.
You know who I recently... Well, recently. By recently, I mean this performance. I would sleep with Joey Fatone.
You were all about him when we were watching it. Oh my god, so when we were watching the streaming, live of Coachella, I think I was there for this realization. Mikey was like,
Joey looks the best.
He kept like saying shit like, he looks like the most fun, you know? And I was like, what the, like, this bitch is falling in love right before my eyes. I didn't tell you that because I'm like, I'm gonna let her have it. I'm gonna let the bitch just have this moment, her and Joey right now, forever.
Look, and you can dance still?
Right? Yeah. Like, you're all trying to learn the fucking moves.
I need to bump into him at Whole Foods or something.
She's gonna impress him.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just busted to choreo in the chip aisle.
That's where I'll be. That's where I usually am. Baby, I don't understand. That's why we can't be lovers.
Just like and that. Then he's going to make out with you. Like, oh immediately. My God. Immediately. Yeah. I'll be there to record it. Fred, oh my God, it's Joey.
What? Just don't like... make out. And they were saying, don't make out. I was just like, why? Why oh my am God. I not?
I'm always the one. I'm always the one encouraging a make out.
Yeah.
This is, that's fair. I am that friend. Oh my God, make out with him. Like, how many times have I told you that?
Also, it's just like, we do that for
should
each
I make
other.
Out with him?
Yeah, we do that for each other. Like, yeah, whatever, it's fine. It's Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Should I make out with him? Yeah.
Yeah, it's nighttime.
If you don't do it, I'm going to do it.
Oh yeah, that's definitely happened.
If you don't make out, I'm going to make out.
Yeah, one of us is.
With him. Go.
Not each other.
No.
But yeah, that was a side note of us talking about our playlist theme this episode is bands who no longer are.
But they're not dead.
Yes. The bands, only stipulations for this were that they can't be dead.
So bands that are not together, but, right? They're not, but not because they're dead. And like... that we would want to see reunite.
Yes.
Like a band that we would love to see. Like, yo, get back together, bitches.
Yeah.
So, here we go. Yeah. Do you want to go
I'll
first?
I'll go first, yeah.
Okay.
So, my first band is going to be someone I've loved for a bit.
Joey Fatone.
I want to smash them cheeks.
NSYNC is totally on your list now.
My first band is NSYNC.
Yes, bitch.
No, my first band is going to be Magical Clouds.
Okay.
So it was a duo that consisted of some dude that I didn't really pay attention to. And Devin, this guy named Devin. And... they have this song specifically called I Sing For You. And it's just like, I
what are you doing? I can you stop?
I exist. My passion exists for you. It's just like, this is all for you. All of my fire is for you. And it's so good. And his voice is so deep.
You felt that.
I did.
Deep inside.
They broke up in like 3 years ago and very recent. And now he's already put out like a solo album and it's so good. But I Sing For You.
All right.
By Magical Clouds. I Do Sing For You.
So my list consists of bands that like broke up or whatever. But my criteria for picking the songs that I'm going to pick are the first song that I remember hearing from each band, and which is the song that made me fall in love with them.
Okay.
And the reason why I would, like, if I could see them get together for this one song, I would do it for this song. So I'm going to start with a band that, like, isn't very famous. They never really got huge. Wax on Radio. I cannot say enough about this band. They were incredibly talented for their age. I mean, okay. It's insane. Like, I literally still have, like, I saw them live once, and I think I was one of the two people in the front, like, singing along to every lyric. And so, at the end of the show, they gave me a drumstick signed by all the band members, and it's still up on my wall. And this was, like, 2007. So Wax on Radio, Give Me a Place to Stand and I Will Move the Earth. I mean, just that title alone is fucking everything. But if that's, you guys want some song, like, yeah, if you guys, and that's the first song that I was introduced to by them, and it was just like, oh, I need more of this, like, this beautifully just it, the lyrics are insanely good, like, it just, I don't know. If you guys are into, like, you know, philosophical fucking existentialism, and listen to this band.
Also,
go find them. Like, go dig and find something of them. And, yeah.
Also, I just want to talk about, like, the commitment of them signing a drumstick.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, as you were saying it, I was like, I've never thought about how, like, ridiculous that is. Like, because it's, like, this thin little piece of wood, and it's just, like...
And they, like, gave it to me, and I treasure it. I mean, like, yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
But...
It's right there underneath that picture of you.
Yeah, hello. So, yeah, Wax on Radio, Give Me a Place to Stand, and I Will Move the Earth.
That's a good one.
I know you like them too.
I do. I
remember
introducing
you to them.
Yeah. In the Mustang.
Yeah.
I don't... Okay.
Don't understand.
Why we can't be lovers. Things are getting out of hand.
All right, bitch. All right. This is not gonna
I
want
to do a bit of a happier number. Well, not happy, but just like lighter.
Like us, get it.
Yeah.
Full circle.
So thin. Mid-2000s, like 2006, this band came out. This all-girl Swedish band called Those Dancing Days. They put out two records. One was called In Our Space Hero Suits, and the other one was Daydreams and Nightmares. And I love them so much, and I really wanted to see them. And the one chance that I was going to have to go see them, their visa, there was an issue with their visa, so they couldn't even come to play at the Satellite. At the time, it was called... What was the Satellite?
Spaceland. Ish.
That's what they were going to perform. Anyways, there's only one of their songs that's on streaming at the moment. I'll be yours. It's good. It's fun. And if you dig into any of their stuff, you'll see why Sissy, who is the drummer in it, is one of my favorite drummers of all time, because she managed to bring, like, genuine drum, like...
I can vouch for, like, Mikey's obsession with this band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Agreed.
But yeah, I'll be yours.
So I'll take it to a classic. Okay, you guys, can you imagine if Pulp reunited? Oh my God.
Yeah, I could see you dying.
I would die.
But yeah, I mean, just like most people, my first song that I ever heard by Pulp was Common People. And if you guys feel like dancing, it's such a fun song. And it's, you know, and if you want to dive deeper, read the lyrics. But yeah, if Pulp just get it together, play a fucking show, I will be there. Common People.
Go. Common People.
You know.
Yeah.
That was my number two. You're next, by the way. Fuck ass.
Keep going. I know. I was trying to think of like what order I wanted to go. What number am I on? Three. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go with a band, another band that Dee Dee introduced me to. Maybe She Will.
Ooh.
Specifically the song, Take This to Heart. Mm.
And oh my God, my years of all these bands. Oh, but maybe she will.
Yeah, so maybe she will. And they recently did like a one-off show for a charity event that Robert Smith put together.
Oh!
Meltdown?
Yeah,
last year. Like, they broke up in like 2015 and then they did this one-off
show. Who would say no to Robert Smith?
Morrissey.
He would never be asked.
Fair.
Excuse me, bitch. Don't come at me. Don't come at me and Robert.
Fair. That's fair. But it's one of those bands that is just will always remind me of Dee Dee.
Thank you.
And I like how I do really like the difference, and you could see like the growth in them as a band. Like in the beginning, it was very electronic, and then they got very like grandiose without like the ego of it. It was really it's really good.
Much distortion happened though, like literally like within their music, and they got so much heavier, I feel. Mm-hmm. Like. Yeah.
So maybe she will go get it.
So I literally just thought of some more that I would die for. So my next band, you guys. What I wouldn't do for the Talking Heads to fucking be on a stage together playing Burning Down the House for me. So I don't know if you guys have ever, like that moment that I heard Burning Down the House for the first time, I was kind of already like into rock music, things like that, right? Like I was already kind of into it, but I was very into like classic rock and... So the Talking Heads for me were the first band that made me understand that you could dance to this type of music, that it didn't just have to be pop, that it didn't have to be, you know, I don't know, cumbias, that it could be like you could actually dance to this, that you didn't just have to mosh, that you didn't just like, this was like, holy shit, I want to dance. You know, it was that moment. It was that.
Dance.
Hello, have you not, you're not a Dazed and Confused fan. Mm. Ugh, damn it. Reference lost. But anyhow, the Talking Heads, Burning Down the House. That's my third song. It's your turn, bish.
Okay. So my band is another band that recently broke up. And by recently, I mean 2016. They go by the name Pity Sex. And I never got to see them live because I came late to the Pity Sex party. God, that sounds so terrible. Like, I'm just late for the Pity Sex. They broke up with 2016, and I think that was like probably the year that I discovered them, and I really, really, really dig what they did. They were very vibey, but they were very sexy without being like, it's not like, I don't feel like their intention was to be sexy. I mean, with the name Pity Sex, I don't think you're trying to be sexy, but it just like worked really well. And the song I chose was Saint John's Wort, because you know, when you think of Pity Six, what do you think? St. John's Woods. But it's really good. It's, I don't know, it just makes me happy and feel things. And it's just, it's a vibe. It's definitely a vibe. I'd love to see them live. Like, it'd just be, like, really cool. Like,
yeah,
show stoned.
I mean, a lot of shows would be really cool stoned.
Yeah.
So for my next one, I think I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it in this realm. I think I'm just going to like Wax on Radio was my one off, but, my next band, and you know, my love for this, and I don't even think that you like have ever even tried to get into this, Husker Du.
No, I've never, not even a little.
I know. Not even a little. And you know, like,
not even a little.
My obsession.
Not even a little.
And I don't even know why. Like,
I don't either. I don't think I've ever even like tried, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you've never even tried to like listen to a song and like, so good. So fucking amazing. Dude, oh my god. Like, they, I should just put together like a fucking like reunion show where like it's just like certain bands, and like literally like I think 4 out of 5 bands could be in this show, and of the bands that I've mentioned, so Husker Du, Makes No Sense at All.
Who would open, or who would be the headliner?
Oof.
Because you'd have to choose.
I would have to choose.
But who would you want to end it with? That's
I think it would either, well, we have to get through my list.
Would it be one that you haven't said?
No.
Okay.
But it would probably be the Talking Heads, just because yeah. they're kind of like the bigger name. And probably the most problematic to get back together. Because of all this shit. But yeah.
That's fair.
So Husker Du.
I mean, they tried. They tried to get back together several times.
It doesn't work. Makes no sense at all. That's the name of the song. It makes sense. So, yeah. Also, if you guys like Husker Du, can you guys just send me a message? Dick pic? Oh, what if it's a girl?
I just want
just send me a dick pic of your boyfriend.
Or if you're a girl with a dick pic, send it anyway.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's fine. I don't really like dick pics.
I know
though.
You don't.
Like,
that's what it's. I'm that's what's like, so funny about it.
Can y'all
don't send them.
Don't
like, don't
send
actually
dick
send
pics.
Them.
Like, stop it.
Stop it? Like, already, like our viewers have sent, our viewers, our listeners.
Stop sending me dick pics on Instagram, you son of a bitch.
We know who you
I'm
are.
I'm on JK. I will drop your handle.
And your wife's handle.
Ah.
Just imagine like our friends that have never been like that at all. Just all of a sudden like, oh my god.
Alright, go. You're next.
My last one, right? My last one?
Yeah, you're on number 5.
Yeah. So my last one is going to be one of my all-time favorite bands.
Oh.
The Replacements. And I know that they recently got together and they played some shows. I unfortunately was not able to go because I was dreadfully broke. The Replacements, I will tell you exactly how I fell in love with The Replacements, or how I even discovered The Replacements.
I mean, I don't have to know this.
But I'm going to tell you anyways, because you deserve to know me.
It's broken. Uh-huh.
One Tree Hill.
Oh my god, you're so gay.
Stop
sometimes.
It. Wait, let me finish. Peyton found her birth mother.
I don't know who any of these
That's
people
fine.
Are.
I literally named one person. Peyton met, just this person named Peyton met her birth mother. And her birth mother was telling...
I thought you said Peyton Meth. I was like, the fuck? Did you see me be interested for a second? I was like, what? Tell me more.
No, Peyton met her birth mother. And they were talking about songs that make them dreadfully happy and songs that make them terribly sad. Whatever.
Sounds and, like us.
Yeah. And so...
I'm your birth mother.
And the birth mother, whose name was Ellie, said that the happiest moment in her life was going to go see the Replacements at some place called The Meadow. And it was outside and it was pouring rain, and Paul came out to start playing with his guitar, and he finished the song and he like captivated everyone. And then as soon as the song was over, he was drunk as shit, so he threw up and fell off the stage.
Oh my god, get to your point. This is a long story.
It is. You don't understand how much I...
Oh, so, my God. I stopped
There listening. Was so much information in that scene that I had to find out about this band. And so I looked up the Replacements, and I literally fell in love from Androgynous to Waitress in the Sky. Like, to be fair, Tim is just, like, one of my all-time favorite albums. And that album ends with my song, Here Comes a Regular. The reverb on it, the like the guitar, Paul's voice, like it's perfect, and it makes me happy. And that's what I would want to see.
But oh my god, that was like the longest story, bitch.
Well, you're welcome. One Tree Hill did that to me.
I literally watched like three people's Instagram stories right now because I was like, bitch, I don't know who One Tree Hill is.
I don't know who.
I don't host? Know. Who's One Tree Hill?
Yeah, I'm the homosexual here. I watched One Tree Hill.
So anyhow, back to my list of the non. I feel like you like nothing on my list. But anyhow, my next band.
You liked Wex on Radio.
Two, yeah, one thing. Fugazi. Oh my god, Fugazi would fucking be opening for Husker Du.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
So good. So you guys, if you guys don't listen to fucking Fugazi, what is wrong with you? Okay, so the first time I heard Waiting Room, it was during a time where like I had just first picked up a bass.
Was it on One Tree Hill? Because they also talked about Fugazi.
I've never seen One Tree Hill. Whomst is that?
They talked about all these bands except for Wax on Radio. Go ahead.
Cool. Continue. So anyhow, the first time I heard Fugazi, I heard Waiting Room. And that bass line was like, oh my god. And it was my period where like I had just first picked up a bass and I was still trying to listen to, to play bass.
It was my period. And I was just like, oh wow.
My period was way before that.
That's why I was so confused. I was just like, what?
But I mean, yeah, I guess I was really young in high school. But anyhow, Waiting Room, it's got one of the best bass lines. And of course, it got my attention because it was like, oh my god, I'm trying to learn to play bass. And this is like, that was like one of the things I was like, oh my god, I want to learn to play like this. You know, like to like carry a rhythm with a bass. And Waiting Room does it. And it's such a good jam. And I still fucking listen to Fugazi. Like, every now and then I have days that's all I fucking listen to is Fugazi. So, if you guys don't listen to it, you should. It's amazing. And they should reunite just for me. Okay.
When was the last... I don't know if you know, but when was the last time they played together?
I don't know. I'm sure I could Google it, but I don't know.
I feel like it's been forever.
It has.
I want to say, like, mid-2000s?
Probably maybe early 2000s. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy because,
most of Fugazi these bands haven't, yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
So, go next.
Oh, so.
Oh, wait, were we done?
We found, yeah. So when we were writing our list and we were talking about each other's list, we realized that we only had one band that was in common. And so we decided we were gonna have our five and then have like a bonus one where we both each have a song by them. So in the early 2000s,
oh my god, you guys,
when Mikey and Thede were very young,
so young,
like super young, we were like prepubescent,
like we had no pubes.
Why? Why the fuck? Okay. Anyways. So.
You're welcome.
When we were young, we were out in the world and we would be in her car all the time. And one album that was...
We were in my car so much.
So much.
That red with Mustang. With my hot nose. Oh my God. That red Mustang got like so much action.
So much.
Legit.
Tennis is my life.
It was.
And so this this band's album was in the car all the time. And
all the time.
Because it was just perfect for just like riding around.
Like, with the windows down. Yeah. Like, yes.
In, like, SoCal weather. Elephant.
Elephant!
Okay, and not you may not know who they are, and that's fine, but you've probably heard of Diego now that he's, like, done his solo thing, and, like, Remezcla is, like, posting about him, and Mitu is posting about his solo stuff. Which and they sucks. Never mention, and they never mentioned, like, this band before, which was so good.
Yeah.
So good.
It
and they only had two albums.
And they were so good.
So good. So good. And so we each decided to have a song. And so I guess I will go first.
Okay, it's not this song, right?
Can no, it's it? Not. Okay, good. My song is from their second album.
Okay.
It's The Clown. I love that song. Like, it's... So before I had heard the second album, I had only obviously heard the first album, which is the one that was always in the car.
Yeah.
And I was always like... Sunlight Makes Me Feel Paranoid.
Yeah.
And what was the other one called?
Misfit.
But no, it was like Dancing on Channel 4? Is that something?
Anyhow, keep going with your song.
But this song, I didn't like it at first. And then I like just kept hearing it. And it's so good. And it's a little more... sharp than their first album, which there tends to be a fuzz to, but it's definitely like right up my alley.
Okay, so my song from
Static
Elephant.
Static on Channel 4. Go ahead.
My song from Elephant. A boy played this for me once.
End of story.
Yeah.
Michael's really long-winded today. Yeah. The DD's like, a boy played it for me once.
A boy played it for me once, and it was the most like...
Like he played it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it was like the cutest fucking thing. And he always told me like, this is your song. You know, he's like, this was written for you. And it was super, super sweet. I'm like, clearly he doesn't know me. But
that's rude.
Baki is, I don't know, track 3 or 4 on their first album. And it is such a pretty song. It's such a beautiful song. And, like, it just makes me want to dance every time. It just talks about a girl, you know. But the opening line is, jump in with your eyes closed, landing on the sun. Like, what else do you need but, like, that, you know, that picture in your mind to, like, be like, fuck it, I'm in. So, yeah. You guys, go
That's
listen.
Cute.
It was so cute. Like, I adored him for it. Like, it was just, like, one of those things that I'm, like, I've had guys, I mean, my dating record was very much dating musicians.
Yeah.
And I've had guys play all kinds of songs. But this one was, like, super cute. The lyrics are amazing. And, I don't know, to have somebody, you know, say, hey, this one's for you, was super, super cute.
Guitar or, like,
huh? Yeah.
With, like, guitar?
Acoustic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made it acoustic, yeah.
It'd be just really funny if he, like, did it on, like, a synth.
Right? Like, yes! I would be so in for right? it, though. Like,
I'd be like, oh my God, that would be... They just want to make you dance.
Anybody that, like, has a synthesizer, I'm, like, instantly your friend. Like, we're here. We're in love. Let's do this. So, yeah. Go listen to it and, like, think about this boy playing me a song.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Or us. Or me and Mikey. Yeah. That too.
I was like, just recreate 2008 all over.
Yeah.
Us in 2008. Go in your car and listen to that first album.
Mm-hmm.
Windows down.
Yeah. Let, like, the wind fuck up your hair.
And act like nothing nothing important is happening aside from this moment.
Like the day's never gonna end.
Yeah.
And you have nowhere to be or like a time to be back or
and like dance in your car with it.
Yeah.
But don't get in a car accident.
Yeah, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. I mean, I know you're going to feel the jams, but don't fucking close your eyes to this.
Oh my God.
So anyhow, I think we're going to wrap it up. It's fucking late.
Yeah, it is late. But yeah.
So that's our... Yeah, sorry.
No, I don't know what you were going to say.
I was going to say, I've actually had people reach out and ask me where they can find these playlists. Can you tell them where they can go find them?
Yeah. So I post all the links for all the playlists and all the episodes on our Twitter page. You can find us at Valley Trash Pod. I'm working on the website, guys. I'm working on it, and it'll all be there eventually. But at the moment, it's on our Twitter page. It's also, every single episode has a description on Spotify, and the links for the playlists are on there.
You just have to copy and paste the link. Stop being lazy. Like, you can't click and link yourself. Just copy and paste. Calm down, everybody.
But yeah, that's the way. And since our Instagram isn't that big, we don't have the option of putting links on our stories. Isn't that terrible?
It is so
you have to be
terrible.
Verified or you have to have a certain amount of followers in order to do that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
So with that said, go follow us on Instagram at Valley Trash Podcast. All one word. Follow us on Twitter.
Valley Trash Pod. All one word.
And let us know what you fucking think. And let us know if you hate us. Oh, and give us, you know, bands that you want to see reunite. You know, you never know if I just put together this fucking reunion festival. Fuck Coachella. You know?
Oh, my God. Called? Fuck Coachella?
No. Ew. Oh. Why would I give Coachella more credit?
What would you call it?
I don't know. Second Spin? I don't know. That's just off the top of my head.
That's the name of the store.
What? Yeah, but it's a good name.
Second Spin.
Yeah. That would be a good name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. We just made this it. Yeah. Hello. Bish. Nobody, you cannot take my name for my fucking, or my idea. You know,
you can't take my name.
My name of Second Spin for my reunion fest.
This became such a serious movie.
Stop it.
You cannot take my name.
We're going to patent this shit right now. Right. I mean, thank you. Thank you, Fred. Type it in. Send it to the FDA. I don't know.
Right, we're done. We're done.
Goodbye.
Have a great night. Have a great day, whatever you're listening to. As soon as you're done with this, call us an elephant. We love you.
Love, love, love. Bye.
Bye.